A Journey Through Time, Dr. Sun Yat-sen, Hong Kong's Struggle and the Hope for Freedom. Column. In June 2021, just days before I embarked on a one-way Air Canada flight, I stood on the threshold of the Dr. Sun Yat-sen Museum in mid-level Hong Kong. The museum was a mere 10-minute walk from my office in Central, yet it felt like a portal to another era, a time capsule that transported me 140 years into the past. It was a poignant moment of reflection, a chance to delve deep into history, and a vivid reminder of the relentless struggle for freedom and democracy in Hong Kong. The Dr. Sun Yat-sen Museum serves as a testament to the life and legacy of Dr. Sun Yat-sen, often hailed as the father of modern China. His significance is indisputable, with both Communist China and Taiwan honoring his memory. As I wandered through the museum's exhibits, I was reminded that Dr. Sun's formative years were spent in Hong Kong. He attended the prestigious Diocesan Boys' School, my own alma mater, and pursued his medical studies at what is now Hong Kong University. It was during his time in Hong Kong that Dr. Sun began to formulate his revolutionary ideas, ideas that would go on to change the course of history. I couldn't help but marvel at the profound impact of this city on a young man's life, a man who would eventually become one of the most influential figures in modern Chinese history. My visit to the museum wasn't just a journey through Dr. Sun's life, but also a voyage through China's tumultuous history. I closed my eyes and envisioned myself witnessing the chaos and upheaval of China's civil war, the fall of the Qing dynasty, and the birth of a new China. I traveled through time, from those early revolutionary days to the present, where China stands as a dangerous superpower under the rule of authoritarian leader Xi Jinping. The oppression extends beyond mainland China to Hong Kong, where the autonomy promised under the One Country, Two Systems framework has been undermined through the imposition of the National Security Law. Once again, as I immersed myself in Dr. Sun's world, I couldn't help but wonder how he, as a young revolutionary, had navigated the treacherous waters of Imperial China and the oppressive Qing dynasty. It was a time when the mere act of advocating for reform was a dangerous endeavor, yet Dr. Sun's unwavering determination and vision for a reformed China led him down a path that would change history. In my mind's eye, I saw Dr. Sun's struggle mirrored in the modern-day fight for freedom in Hong Kong. The year 2019 marked a pivotal moment in the city's history, as Hong Kongers united in their resistance against Beijing's encroachment on their promised freedoms under One Country, Two Systems. The infamous extradition bill became a symbol of this struggle, and the city's people took to the streets, echoing Dr. Sun's call for reform over a century earlier. However, the fight had taken a toll. More than 200 political prisoners remained in detention, awaiting an uncertain fate in Hong Kong's increasingly flawed judicial system. Many had chosen to leave their birthplace, seeking refuge in countries like Canada, the United Kingdom, and Australia. As a global citizen, I was acutely aware of the unjust trials faced by figures like Jimmy Lai, Benny Tai, and Joshua Wong, individuals who had become symbols of Hong Kong's resilience. Organizations like Hong Kong Watch, the Hong Kong Democracy Council, and the Committee of Freedom for Hong Kong tirelessly monitored the situation of these political prisoners. Meanwhile, influential voices on various YouTube channels played a crucial role in raising global awareness about Hong Kong's plight, serving as a critical check and balance in these tumultuous times. In the present day, especially after the enactment of the National Security Law in mid-2020, Hong Kong's top activists from various backgrounds found themselves in the midst of court trials. This was a juncture where the international community needed to unite in condemnation of Communist China and Hong Kong for undermining the city's once-famed autonomy. One striking example was the delayed trial of Jimmy Lai, the former publisher and founder of Apple Daily Newspaper. The NSL had been weaponized to extinguish fair trials in Hong Kong, eroding the independence of the judiciary and driving away foreign investments due to political uncertainty. Amidst these challenges, I found myself grappling with a mix of emotions. The future looked bleak, and yet history had shown us that miracles were possible. Apartheid had ended in South Africa, and East and West Germany had reunited in 1990. These were moments when the world had witnessed the triumph of hope and resilience. As I left the museum that day in June of 2021, I carried with me a renewed sense of purpose. Dr. Sun Yat-sen's legacy lived on, a testament to the enduring struggle for freedom and democracy. It was a legacy that would inspire me to advocate for a day when Hong Kong would once again stand as a beacon of hope and one country, two systems would regain its true meaning. In conclusion, my visit to the Dr. Sun Yat-sen Museum was a profound and emotional experience. It served as a stark reminder of the struggles endured in the past and the challenges faced in the present. Dr. Sun's legacy transcended time, and I remained hopeful that Hong Kong would one day reclaim its autonomy and become a symbol of freedom once more. Edward Chin runs a family office. Chin was formerly the country head of a UK publicly listed hedge fund, the largest of its kind measured by asset under management. Outside the hedge fund space, Chin is the convener of the 2047 Hong Kong Monitor and a senior advisor of Reporters Without Borders. Chin studied speech communication at the University of Minnesota and received his MBA from the University of Toronto.